Hello and welcome to a SearchOracle.com podcast. I'm News Director Mark Fontecchio. Oracle recently released a new version of its Exadata database appliance. And with me to talk about the appliance and its effect on database performance is Carl Olofsson, a Research Vice President at IDC. Welcome, Carl.
Hi, thanks, Mark, for having me.
So we're going to get right to it. What do you, Carl, what do you find to be the most impressive thing about this new version of Exadata?
Well, it's a continuation of what Oracle has been doing with Exadata, providing configurations that that address a variety of different levels of requirement across their customer base. So, from my point of view, this is a continuation of what they've been doing since they first introduced Exadata. I guess among the more interesting aspects of what's going on now is that it's going to be able to support the new features of 12c, which previous versions of Exadata couldn't do, including the multi-tenant feature and the in-memory database in the in-memory option, although that's not yet available, I guess. So, but when it's available, it'll support it.
Yeah, they told me back at Open World that the in-memory option would be available sometime next year, so I'm not sure when that'll be, but I'm sure people are hoping for it soon. So regarding Exadata kind of in general, is this the type of machine that is only for the largest of Oracle's customers? I know they've come out with an 8th rack recently to kind of cater to the SMBs maybe a little bit more.
Well, I think the 8th rack is intended to give customers the opportunity to put a toe in the water, you know, without plunging all the way in, as it were, you know, by, trying it out on a few smaller workloads and seeing if they think that the machine matches the hype. And then obviously the hope is that they'll move up to larger configurations. The Exadata concept is, at IDC we don't really call it an appliance, we call it an integrated system. Of course, Oracle calls them engineered systems, but an integrated system is a combination of hardware and software that are designed to work together for an outcome that is presumably better than if you simply took software that was designed for a general case and hardware that's designed for a general case and put them together. So you should expect better performance and easier management. And, I've talked to a number of Exadata customers, and they have said that those things for the most part have been true. They've also been able to save on floor space and power consumption because the machines can take on so much more work with fewer, cabinets and power lines, things like that.
Are you seeing, from the customers that you talk to, when you talk to Oracle, they often say you can buy Exadata for high performance or high value or something like that. And,
yeah,
you know, they're kind of referring to high performance of applications or the way that you were kind of explaining it, which is consolidation. So
right.
Are you seeing more of one or the other?
Well, when it's in the beginning, when Exadata first came out, and we'll ignore the HP version, which didn't really work out that well, but since the first Sun version, it was initially targeted at the data warehouse market. And in the past year and a half or 2 years, we've seen a lot more interest in Exadata for consolidation of workloads. And I suspect that with features like the multi-tenant feature, which is really a means of more finely breaking down the behavior of a database and, enabling you to move flexibly databases from one system to another, it'll probably become more popular. Now, having said that, there are limitations, obviously. The Exadata system itself uses storage that's built in, so even with the multi-tenant feature, you wouldn't be able to necessarily move a database from one box to another unless you move the data itself also, or unless you use their external storage expansion rack, which could serve both systems, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. When you talk about
consolidation has been the thing that people, because people want simpler data centers. They don't want all this clutter. They don't want all this different equipment scattered all over the place that they have to manage and administer. Oracle's view is that at least for the Oracle database component of what you have to administer in the database, you can simplify by using Exadata. And, of course, they've got other Exa things for other aspects of the Oracle product line as well.
You were talking about how this is the first version of Exadata that's going to support 12c. So let's talk about 12c a little bit. Let's talk about multi-tenant. It's definitely probably the most talked about feature of 12c. What do you think about it? Oracle's billing it as being revolutionary, as being real database virtualization. You know, rather than plopping one database instance into a virtual machine, this is kind of virtualization at the database level. What do you think about this feature?
Well, the feature started out as addressing a weakness, actually, in Oracle, which was that the database metadata was tied up with the database server metadata in a single set, which made it impossible to administer multiple databases on one server. You could have multiple schemas, but you had to perform all kinds of unnatural acts as a database administrator to try to give them different, say, SLAs and that kind of thing. Multi-tenant separates those, which enables you to deal with each database on the server separately. So every database on the container can be treated as an entity on its own that you can administer, and you can set performance levels for, and you can move from one container database to another, which is certainly a new thing for Oracle. And I think that based on the people I've talked to, that they have made it easier. It's not as if there isn't some kind of capability on competing systems to do that, but they've, I think, certainly made it easier to move databases from one database server to another than I've seen elsewhere.
So then touching on that again, I wrote a story earlier this year in August about multi-tenant and kind of the ROI around it, some end users and what they were doing, studying, negotiating with Oracle on prices and things like that. So, and I'm kind of curious about the in-memory add-on too. I'm not sure if Oracle actually said it will be an extra cost, but I'm assuming it will be. My question to you then is, you know, what should enterprises, companies out there, end users do to see if it's worth it to adopt those kinds of features? It might be beneficial from a performance standpoint, but are they beneficial from a cost standpoint too?
Well, one of the main benefits of the in-memory option is that it gives you the ability to manage a highly compressed and optimized portion of your database in an in-memory column store, and that kind of imitates what Exadata does. You know, if you configure it for a data warehouse style workload. So I guess one thing you'd need to do is you need to look closely at what is the difference to me if I'm already using Exadata. But otherwise, the question becomes one of it's not just performance, it's also ease of administration, because when you use this facility, you can reduce, Oracle says eliminate, but I think, you can eliminate indexes on the data that you choose to manage in the column store. And if you choose to manage all the data in the column store, then, of course, you can eliminate indexes, which is a pretty significant boost. And you can also it also greatly simplifies your storage administration, because you're not dependent on the performance of the storage system for the performance of the database, because the data is being made memory resident, if you will, at least for that portion of the database, as I say, that you choose to put in the column store. So that's pretty interesting, because that's an additional – the benefit isn't just speed, as I'm trying to say. The benefit is also in administration, and that's something to take into account.
When you're talking about indexes, I know that when Oracle came out with Exadata, and they still talk about it now, they talked about that opportunity to possibly get rid of indexes. How beneficial is that? Are you seeing your customers running on Exadata starting to do that, and what sort of management benefits does that give them?
Well, in a transactional database, of course you need to have certain indexes, because you're managing the data row-wise, and you still need to be able to have good performance for for referential integrity enforcement, things like that, which involve looking up data to make sure that foreign key actually refers to a valid value, as well as for doing various kinds of natural nested selects in statements where you're performing a complex transaction, for instance. On the analytics side, if you're purely columnar, then in theory you don't need indexes, and even on the transactional side, because people want to be able to perform some kinds of BI queries against the transactional data as well, they want to be able to do random lookups of the, and that often requires secondary indexes. Well, that slows down transaction processing because every time you insert a row, you have to modify the index, to contain the value that's in the new row, or the new value that's in the row. So if you have, something like what Larry was talking about at Oracle Open World, where you've got this row store, and side by side with it, you've got a matching column store, and you can do your queries, your more sophisticated queries against the column store and not touch the row store, then you don't need those secondary indexes on the row store, which would speed up transaction processing. Still further, when I say still further, I mean because the volatile data is being kept in that row store in memory, so you're getting a boost from that fact as well, at least in theory. That's what they tell me. it's hard for me to answer the question about the practicality of this in real-world terms because, it's a new option. We haven't seen a lot of use in real life yet, so.
Great. Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see that in-memory add-on once people start using it. I'm kind of curious to see.
This is part of a larger trend in the database world, moving towards in-memory columnar stores for complex queries, which is reducing and in some cases eliminating need for indexing. I mean, other vendors are doing this as well. So, this is something that's going to continue. And, DBAs need to educate themselves on how this works and how to take most of the best advantage of it, and how to actually avoid doing needless work, because there are things they do now around optimizing data, the way data lays out on storage, and re-indexing databases, and reorganizing databases and things like that they won't need to do, or at least they won't need to do it in quite the same way in the future, and that's important to know.
Sounds good. Well, Carl, thanks again for talking to us. Appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.